What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 32 of the Producer Life podcast. This week, I passed a milestone with my 10th live stream, and so I thought I'd share the top five things I've learned. I'm also going to talk about a new business that can help musicians get cash now based on their projected music streams of their back catalog, and it's pretty cool. So stay tuned. But first, cue the intro music. I've really enjoyed live streaming over the last 2.5 months. I wasn't sure I would. I guess I've got the pandemic to thank for that, because it wasn't something I probably would have tried otherwise, because this was supposed to be my year to start playing out in person. I've talked about my live stream back in episode 20 and 21 if you want to know more about what I'm doing. I'll have links in the show notes. But here are the top five things I've learned so far. First, weekly live streaming is a great motivator to force me to stick to a regular schedule of finding new music, preparing tracks, preparing sets, and basically just performance preparation. There was a story I heard several years ago about two little boys who wanted to get over a 10-foot stone wall to get to an apple tree. As they talked back and forth about ways to accomplish the task, one of them suddenly grabbed the other's hat and threw it over the wall and told the other, "I guess we're committed now." Scheduling and advertising a live stream each week is like throwing your hat over the wall. It forces a commitment. I've been posting my live stream schedule for 4 weeks now on Bands in Town and then embedding that schedule on my website and Facebook page, and that's basically me throwing my hat. Next, weekly live streaming seems to be a pretty good substitute for live DJing. My setup is nearly identical to my live performance, and I'm doing mostly the same functions, from mixing on my APC 40 to controlling graphics. I even find myself getting nervous like I would before a live audience. Live streaming also gives you the opportunity to interact with fans differently, but directly, which you really can't do during a regular live performance. The only thing I'm not doing, and I recognize this is a big one, is reading the crowd. There isn't a substitute for this, unfortunately. Third point, use live streaming as a networking opportunity. I see a lot of DJs, labels, and promoters holding virtual festivals and bringing together multiple DJs or even just friends to stream together. That's done in a variety of ways. I've seen local friends share turntables, and I've also seen very professional live streams that switch from one DJ to the next, with each DJ apparently streaming from their own location. And then I've seen live streams that were largely pre-recorded, with the DJs submitting audio mixes and a VJ providing visual effects over the top. A live stream I watched this past weekend was a combination of several of these. The first set began with a DJ performing live, while later sets were pre-recorded with the DJs interacting only in the chat box. I'm trying something a little different. Rather than networking with other DJs, I've been reaching out to dancers and flow artists and having them submit short clips, which I sync to my music using Resolume. My hope is that over time, this will build a unique collaborative show that will build an enthusiastic following. It seems to be working so far. I'm averaging about 100 people watching each week across various platforms, and with an additional 40 or 50 streams on YouTube after the fact. Engagement isn't great, which is a little concerning, and I'm not sure why. As I'm recording this podcast, I realize that the inspiration for this really came from Lauren Hardy and the Bass Night Orlando mini festival that he set up that has been wildly successful up until the pandemic. If you want to know more about that, check out a couple of my earlier episodes. I think it was 2 and 3. So I'll have links to that in the show notes too. Fourth point, use Restream.io or some other service that allows you to stream to multiple locations to help you find your fans. Restream.io is free to use with some premium features you can pay for. I am an affiliate, and I'll have a link in my show notes. So if you use my link, it helps support the podcast without costing you anything extra. That said, I'm also a customer and I love the service. It allows you to send your live stream to them and then they rebroadcast it to multiple locations. They've also got a cool chat function so that you can chat across multiple platforms from one location. I keep adding locations to see where my audience is hiding out, and I've been a little surprised. Currently, I have most listeners by far on my personal Facebook page, where I'm getting 50 to 80 people listening each week. Behind that is Periscope, with 10 to 20 people tuning in, and then only a handful on Twitch, DLive, YouTube, and Mixcloud. Based on what I've read, I had expected Twitch to be much bigger, but I guess it has to do with the existing following base that I have on the other platforms and how the algorithms favor content on their own platforms. In other words, I already had several thousand personal friends on Facebook and several thousand followers on Twitter who own Periscope. So the fact that I'm streaming to their platforms means they're probably showing my stream to more people. I really want to like Mixcloud's live streaming, which is still in beta, but it's missing a lot now. It doesn't integrate with Restream.io's cross-platform chat, the metrics are difficult to find after the stream, and you have to generate a new stream key after each stream, which is just annoying. No other streaming platform I'm using requires that, and it's one more thing you have to remember before going live. I'm currently on a 90-day free trial, and at this point I'm on the fence as to whether or not I'll continue live streaming there. Either way, I'll continue to use them for my audio mixes because that's one of the only places that you can legally post a mix of predominantly other people's music. Fifth point, repurpose content. I talked about this concept back in episode 17 on multi-purpose production. With my live stream, I've worked out a pretty efficient workflow to generate regular content for my fans. My live stream is every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. On Thursday, I load the recording from Streamlabs OBS into HitFilm after converting from MKV to MP4 using the free Handbrake software. HitFilm is also free software for editing and compositing videos. I do have Adobe Premiere and Adobe After Effects, but HitFilm loads a preview much faster and has an easier mechanism for exporting screen captures. I watch the performance and focus on the visual aspects. Do the graphics match the songs? Am I accidentally layering my logo over my dancers and flow artists? How do my movements look? How do I sound when I'm talking? I think that sort of review is critical to improving my performance. As I'm going through, I'll export 5 to 10 screenshots for social media in the next week. I also export at least one short video clip. Thursdays, I add metadata and descriptions to my YouTube recording and then share that out on social media. On Friday, I dig into Ableton where I also recorded the set's audio. Here's where I focus on my mixing. Did I fade when I meant to? How does it sound? Did I cut the bass at the right times? Are the volume levels right? I also use Ableton to fix any major errors in my mixing, remove my talking, and add a few DJ tags, things like,
"You're listening to House Ninja."
I then upload the cleaned up mix to Mixcloud and use one of Thursday's screen captures as the background for the cover art, which I also made with a text overlay and hit film the day prior. Finally, on Friday, I share the audio mix on social media. Honestly, I'm not getting a lot of plays on Mixcloud yet, but I think that'll come. Posting to Mixcloud and YouTube are important for various reasons, which I explained back in episode 27. So, those are my five big lessons. Live streaming helps you stay motivated and on schedule. It's great practice as a DJ. Try using your live stream to build your network. Use a multi-streaming service and repurpose your content. I'd love to know what you've learned through either your own live streams or watching others. You can join the conversation over at producerlifepodcast.com or on our private Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/producerlifepodcast. I was listening to another outstanding podcast for musicians, the New Music Business Podcast by Ari Herstand recently, and he was interviewing the CEO of a relatively new startup called The Music Fund. They have a unique business model that may help some of you. Traditional big music labels help musicians by providing much-needed upfront cash, which you can then reinvest in your next album, video, or just living expenses. The problem is that you frequently lose ownership of your music. Here's where the Music Fund comes in. Whereas record labels look at the future potential of the next big star, the Music Fund looks at data from your past performances on streaming platforms, and then they give you an upfront cash advance on future payments from your back catalog. In other words, they don't look at future releases. They pay you on what you've already released and things that are performing well. You get paid now, and you retain full ownership of your music. The process is data-driven and fully automated, so all you have to do is go to their site and plug in some information to see what you think. You can find them at themusic.fund. According to their website, this will cost, quote, as little as 1% of your royalties. Make sure you also check out Ari's Take interview. I'll have a link in the show notes at producerlifepodcast.com, and he digs into a lot more of the details. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to feature some of your reviews on this podcast, so if you've got 3 minutes, go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. Each week, I'll select one and feature it on the podcast, and it'll really help this podcast grow. Thanks so much. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be someone's hero today.